Hi everyone, welcome to Appliance Advisors. I'm Francesco, joined by Dennis. Today we're gonna talk about, really post-COVID, how long do appliances last? And I will say, pre-COVID, I'm not sure a lot of consumers really love the answer we would give them, but has that changed? And why has that changed?
So what would you feel a pre-COVID response would be to that question?
On average, about 7 to 9 years.
Yeah. I would tell you, and I don't want to be a pessimistic, pessimist, but 7 years, anything after that is bonus time.
Yep.
I'll tell you, on the backside of COVID, unequivocally, we are seeing significantly more service.
Yeah.
And it just makes obvious sense. We will still continue to find that. The widgets and the manufacturers that made the important things, the control pins, the microchips, all the things that we knew were a national, worldwide shortage, are the engines that run these things, the brains. And we're absolutely seeing more and more service because they couldn't vet the product because the demand was so high, they had to keep moving. And the supplier they always used, who they loved, were no longer doing business, out of business, struggling to keep up with business, all the same challenges. Yeah. So
really integrating a lot of components and really truly some of the most important components into their appliances that they've really never used.
So I would revise this to 6 to 8 years. I think 7 is an year. Now, a lot of variables there. So when I say that, please don't say, well, I'm a Yale customer, I bought it from you and it died in 5, because I will tell you I am the worst example of that. And I think I buy quality products, but I've had appliances die in 5 years.
Yeah, for sure.
And I buy them just like customers do. We do not get this stuff for free.
Yeah.
So, but I have 3 kids. Teenagers, now young adults, and we are hard on appliances, if we're being honest. We cook a lot, we entertain a lot, and the kids just honestly are tough on them. So when you put all those things together, those are variables we can't. Now, additionally, I'm on well water. So what's the scale of your water? What's the age? And sometimes what's your luck? So I think all those are variables. These are weighted averages, but I think it's really, really important. Now, on the flip side to that, the obvious question would be like, so you're telling me all things last, why would I buy anything better? No, there are things that do last longer. I want to remind everyone to appliances though, right? I say it all the time. You buy a car, the average American trades it in every 3.5 years, right? I didn't make that up. That's what it is. And we drive that car periodically throughout the day, here and there. Your refrigerator runs 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, nonstop. You're in and out of it. You use it 20, 30 times a day between your whole family touching it. And it costs, I don't know, $10,000, but it is on 24/7. And when that thing breaks or dies in 7 to 10 years, we're upset. But we expect a car not to last much more than 3 and 5 grand. And an average car is like $60,000 now. So, I mean, I just think, I think we got to temper our expectations, and where they come from is that great grandmother's fridge that's still in your garage that lasted 40 years. But we also knew a car lasted a lot longer than it does today too.
Correct.
So if you think of that whole rant, I just think 7 years is fair for what we do to these things, what we pay for them, and how we use them.
Yeah.
Some people will get significantly longer. Some people will get less. I tell anyone to Google any brand that you swear about. You swear on. It could be a car. Let's take with cars. It could be something personal in your life that you're like, you know, I like this watch. This watch is the best. This car is the best. These sneakers are the best. They hold up so well. Google it. For every time you go in there and say it's great, there's going to be 1,000 people and say that it's junk. There's going to be 1,000 people and say they tore after a week. My sneakers, my car broke down in 2 days. You know, some of this stuff is kind of luck of the draw and expectations.
Yeah, and categories too. You know, certainly when you talk about circumstances like your family, and I have 3 young kids too, so we are really hard on our appliances as well. And if you're talking about something like laundry, you know, that is definitely a washer machine is going to have, especially if you're using it constantly like that, a much shorter lifespan than, you know, say a microwave that maybe you're using a lot less or just doesn't have as many components and moving parts and things like that. So, so it makes a lot of sense. You know, you can see why kind of post-COVID service rates have definitely gone up. Lifespan of appliances have gone down. You know, I don't think we made any friends in this episode here. We probably upset a few people, but
we've always promised to keep it real.
That's
I mean, tell the truth, and it's like I said.
6 to 8 years is about the average what we're seeing now. So
7. You're lucky for 7. Thank your stars every day after it's a blessing.
There we go.
And don't forget to follow us on social media for appliance tips and updates from Yale Appliance.
Your feedback is what shapes our series. Like what you saw, give us a thumbs up, share it with your friends, and drop your thoughts in the comments below. We love hearing from you.
Stay informed and inspired on all your appliance needs. This is Appliance Advisors signing off.